Tell me about Morocco and soccer.
So, Alexi Lalas was on primetime last night. And Morocco, this is real. And you and I both said, this couldn't be just Trump-based. But then you do more reading and you do more investigating. So the whole 2026 World Cup bid, and everybody knows about this by now. I found it kind of silly at first, but I'm like, you know what? Eventually, because I'm not a hey, what's in it for me guy ever. I'm not. But to get games here in Toronto where we live and to get an automatic entry for the Canadian team is not that easy. I know they're going to expand the field to 48 from 32. I'm not even that jazzed about that. But the idea that this could be in jeopardy, Canada, U.S., and Mexico hosting the World Cup in 2026, and that it's not a tiny country. Do you know Morocco has more of a population than Canada? I'd never guessed that. They have 35 million people in Morocco with 33.
Isn't it tiny?
It's small, but it's obviously heavily tucked away. People must be living on top of each other. Condo building.
Oh, no, we have lots.
Can't you only call, some countries poop hole countries for so long before some of them are going to be upset with you and want to do something back to you?
So there's 211 member nations, and the winning bidder needs 104 votes, and the host nations can't vote. So we can't vote. Canada can't vote. You can't vote for yourself. You shouldn't be able to, like employee of the month. I've been trying for months here, years. It's not working. So, but this whole thing would get scrubbed, and Morocco would get all the games and build all the stadiums and all the infrastructure. But this is going to be, I apologize, there's kids in the car. This is the bona fide sporting way to say F you to Donald Trump. Is it not? If they're like all these African countries, all these Asian countries, all these countries that don't feel in line with who the United States is now and how they're being led, they're all the Eastern European countries are going to be like, you're not helping us with Russia here, buddy.
But
take that.
But Trump won't care. I'm guessing Trump's not a huge soccer fan, so he's not going to care.
Yeah, but he'll brag and say, hey, look what I did. I got the World Cup. You know that's that'll be the case.
So everybody loves me.
Uh-huh.
No, they don't. And so you get on the phone, right, and you go, hello, Morocco. Yeah, this is Canada. This is Canada calling.
It's that simple.
Yes,
hello,
Canada.
Morocco.
Yeah, you know, we're like next to the United States. Yeah, that Canada. We'd really like
we
to
can get in
up.
On that.
Can you give us? Can you throw us a bone?
I mean, Trump will be 80 also the year the World Cup's coming, and maybe he wants to make it part of his birthday party with his kids, everyone except Tiffany.
I doubt it.